Let's lumber along right now and bring in our good buddy Mike Kazi. Mike, you got quite a lot of rain down there yesterday, right?
Oh yeah, we got a lot.
You know, we got
2 to 3 inches.
Yeah, we got very little, and I looked at the radar there because we were going to head down, and it just looked like forget about it.
Oh, yesterday morning, this time it was pouring.
Yeah, it looked like forget about it. Is that
got nice later in the day, but man, it's humid as heck down here.
Yeah, well, it's nothing but fog up here right now.
Awful, awful weather. I'm going one place when I get off of here. Back to sleep.
All right. Well, what's take off with sports? The Yankees split with Cleveland over the weekend. The Red Sox continue to win, and the Yankees are going to get two or three of their players back after the All-Star break that they've been missing. And we'll have to see what happens then, because they were the young kids that were spark plugs in their lineup.
Yep, leads up to 4.5 for the Red Sox. They just keep playing. They have almost identical records home and away. They both have 34 wins at home and away, 13 losses home, 17 away. They're scoring a lot of runs. They just keep on winning. They're playing really, really good ball. So the Yankees, with as well as they've been playing, are sitting almost 5 games behind.
Yeah, it's funny. Paul O'Neill. Who's the color commentator for the Yankees? The pitcher. He's pretty good.
Cone?
Yeah, Cone said, you know, the difference they. The difference between the team he was on that won so many games is that at the All-Star break, they knew they were going to win the division. The Yankees, of course, have now got to know they've got to try to win the wild card and then still try to win the division. So he said there was no pressure on them when they were playing because they had like a 10.5-game, 11-game lead at this time. But this is different. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out in the second half of the season. Now, does the All-Star, are the teams finished playing now?
What teams?
Are we paused for the All-Star break now?
Oh, yeah, they're off now till there's one game Thursday, and everybody else gets back into it on Friday.
All right, so.
So no baseball, home run hitting contest tonight, All-Star game tomorrow night, that's about it. They might hit as many home runs in the All-Star game as they do in a home run hitting contest.
I just can't. I can't watch it. It's too long of a night. The home run hitting contest. It's just
I don't watch that. I'll watch a little bit of the All-Star game, but it doesn't mean that much.
No.
You know why? Because you used to see these guys, they never played against each other. So the All-Star game used to have a little bit of a meaning to it with the American League playing the National, but now the American League plays the National all year long, so that's gone from it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, vive la France, vive la France.
I was shocked they showed up. I thought they'd come out and wave a white flag before the game and say, we're happy to be second. France finally found something they could win.
4-2, 4-2.
Yeah, I was at the local pizza shop, and I went in the back to see somebody, and it was 2-1.
Yeah.
And I came back, and the kid said it's 4-2. I said, 4-2? That's like scoring 30 runs in a baseball game.
Yeah, it was pretty much over. When you get 2 goals ahead in soccer, it's over.
Snails for everybody.
That's right. All right, so how'd your racing do this weekend?
I actually don't remember. I got to pull it up here. I know I didn't do great because a couple of long shots won on one trainer from Monmouth shipped 2 horses down to Delaware that day, and he cleaned up. He scored with 2 horses, paying him almost $30-$40 on both days. That was Pat McBurney. So he had a big, big day down there. Just let me get it here. Hold on 1 second. Here we go. All right. So how did we do? I think we hit one of them. I think we hit the sprint. Yeah, with the sprint, the Hockison sprint, Always Sunshine, one half of my exacta came in. He got bet hard, this horse, I remember. He was paying like 11, 12 bucks. Then all of a sudden you looked up, he was 5-2. He won that race and paid 740. One of the horses that McBurney won the Kent. That was Golden Brown, paid 33.20. And then in the Delaware Handicap, with the scratch, we were left with one horse in the race, which was a late did win, and paid a whopping $3.20. So we had two winners down there, but not much in the size of the payouts.
All right.
Saratoga opens Friday. Thank God for that.
Yeah,
Belmont racing this weekend was putrid at best, and the racing at Monmouth this weekend, Saturday's card had to be the worst Saturday card that I can remember in the history of the track. It was a bunch of low-level claimers running, boy. It was tough sledding at Monmouth on Saturday.
Well, you can't have everything all the time, Mike.
I need a little bit some of the time.
So what else is going on? Anything else?
What else is going on? Yeah, Mike Matheny got fired in St. Louis. Cardinals are looking for a manager. The leading candidate, Joe Girardi.
You think Joe will leave the broadcast booth where he doesn't have to wear?
He's a baseball guy. He's a baseball guy, and the Cardinals are a decent team. They're 7.5 behind the Cubs right now, but you know, one of the most lucrative jobs in baseball is the St. Louis Cardinals, and he's a Midwest guy. Yeah, he's going to take this job. If it is indeed offered to him, he's going to take it. And if the Cardinals ask him, they want him. So I think he'll show up in St. Louis.
And I think he'll help them out.
Yeah, definitely. They're a decent club. They have some talent. They made some of the moves and the pillage of the Marlins this winter. So I think he'll get in there. He'll definitely help the Sticks out, and I think the Cardinals they probably got a shot to run for a wild card. I don't know if they could catch the Cubs being almost 8 games behind, but anything's possible. So we'll see how that plays out. And just how bad are the Nationals? The Mets beat them a few games this weekend.
That's bad.
I can't believe that guy still has a job. I thought he'd be definitely bounced last night. The Nationals were a team that was supposed to run away with the National League East, and they're sitting in third place, 5.5 games behind the Phillies. The Phillies, and sitting flat at 48-48. Oh, and you know something about this All-Star game, right? Remember last week you were saying the Yankees set a record for home runs for until the All-Star break or something?
It's one of those records with an asterisk because they already played 90 games.
Well, that's the thing. On the Al Jazeera channel, Michael Kay said that when they were playing Cleveland this weekend, that Albert Bell and their third baseman Ramirez, that Ramirez has set a record now of the most home runs by a Cleveland Indian before the All-Star game, and he said it was sketchy because the All-Star game was so late. But 2 days prior to that, he said how great the Yankees were because they set a record for home runs by the All-Star break. So how could one be sketchy and one not be sketchy? The Al Jazeera Yankee propaganda channel, that's what it is. And speaking of propaganda, David Cohn was on the Fox game of the week, which was the Yankee game on Saturday night. Totally different broadcast. Unbiased opinions and much, much better job by Cohn on Fox than on the YES Network. So maybe the YES Network has some armed guys up in the box making you do the pro-Yankee stuff. Who knows? But I was shocked. I rewound the channel and listened to it again to make sure it was Cohn because he was calling Yankee pitches balls that were borderline and saying, yeah, they were balls. On the other network, no, the umpire made a bad call. So
no,
interesting how they flip-flop.
No, I'm telling you, I've watched him on a few Yankee games on YES, and I'm telling you, he's like...
No, not on YES. He's not unbiased on YES.
Oh, I'm telling you, the other night he was on YES, and
so... You sure it wasn't the Fox game?
Positive, because a couple of the Yankees were called out on third strikes where they didn't hold their swings. And he said to just go back and sit down because that's a call that can go either way. No, he was. That's what I liked about David.
Yeah, I don't know that because I don't put the volume on when I have that network on.
No, he's good. Remember when Tim McGraw was fired by the Mets because he didn't follow the. Well, I expect
the protocol.
That, yeah, I expect that to happen with Cohn because he's very, very good. He was on.
I never see that.
Yeah, he was on. He was on the pregame talking about the Yankee pitching. And he said, you know, really, there's nothing out there for the Yankees right now that he can see that's worth giving up all their young talent for. He said, you know what? If you really believe in your farm system, bring up some of the young arms you've got. He said, do it that way, because you know what? The Yankees, it will be highway robbery for the Yankees to get anybody good. And he's not really sure. You know, it was refreshing to hear him talk like that.
It's not highway robbery, though. That's the thing. I mean, if you want, there's only one pitcher out there that you can get that is a top caliber pitcher, and that's DeGrom. If you want to get DeGrom, you have to give. I mean, he is probably the Cy Young winner in the National League, regardless of his record. So to get a Cy Young winner, you have to give up some talent. You can't give up prospects. So that's the whole thing. And should the Yankees give up their prospects to get to DeGrom? No, because you saw what happened the last couple weeks with Sanchez and a couple other guys out, the second baseman. The run production's not there. So, you know, DeGrom can roll out there every 5-6 days for you and probably get you a win. But in the long haul, the everyday bats is what's going to carry you to a championship. And the Yankees don't have it when these guys aren't there. And if you're going to trade them away, they're gone. So you can't trade names like Frazier and other guys for DeGrom. It's just not going to happen.